Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, June the 14th, 2010. Here in the United States, today is what we call Flag Day. Flag Day commemorates the adoption of the flag of the United States of America, and that happened on June the 14th in 1777. In a number of areas, there are going to be some ceremonies and parades. As a matter of fact, the week of June 14th is designated as National Flag Week, and U.S. citizens are encouraged to fly the American flag all week long. Now, I certainly believe in patriotism, and I thank God for our country. I'll be flying my flag here at my house. But I'm also aware that our country's economy has some major problems, not only this country, the United States, but other countries as well. And you know, whether it's worldwide or just a country or in a household, economic problems can certainly produce a lot of stress. And today, more and more people are trying to deal with more and more stress. The uncertainty of our times is putting a lot of pressure on people, and it's causing a lot of stress. Would you agree? I think you would. It seems the more one listens to the news, the more stressed out they get. I made a phone call the other day, and I asked the gentleman, I said, "So what are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm sitting here watching the news." And I said, "Well, how's that making you feel?" And he went, "Not very good." You know, there are scores of articles on how to relieve stress in your life. There have been many books written on the subject. There are even courses that you could take as well. I recorded my presentation called Reducing Stress at Work, which is available on this site as a download product. And you know, in some of the articles that I've read online over the past several months, a lot of them give some really great tips and keys to relieving stress. But very few of them mention prayer. Praying can definitely be a great help in reducing stress. Now, I know some people under stress pray prayers of desperation. You know, like, "Oh God, you got to help me here. I can't take this pressure anymore. Please do something." Now, I think we can all relate how a person can feel very frustrated at times, right? But I'm not talking about a desperate prayer. I'm talking about taking prayer breaks to talk things over with God. If you're a fan of the Bible, you might remember that the Bible talks about Daniel praying three times a day. In other words, we know that at least three times during the day, he stopped what he was doing and took time to pray and talk to God. Now, whether or not he took any other prayer breaks, we don't know. But for certain, there were three times that he did stop everything that he was doing so that he could pray. Now, just a quick sidebar here. Some people read about Daniel and then they go, "Oh, here's the formula. Just pray three times a day like Daniel did. Maybe it should be 6, 12, and then 6 again." Look, that's not a magical formula. But get the principle behind it. See the heart and the principle. Have you ever considered the situation Daniel was dealing with and the stress that he could have allowed to control his life? I mean, if you think things are bad in your country, his country was wiped out and he was taken captive to another country. As you may remember, Daniel was from Judah. He was captured and taken to Babylon. But because of his great trust in God and his applying himself to be the best that he could, he ended up with a job as a very high-ranking government official. Now, this is amazing. Think about this from the other side. Imagine your country goes to war, takes captives back to your capital, and one of those foreigners becomes a high-ranking government official. Imagine a foreigner running things and, in effect, telling you what to do. How would you feel? Well, you can read in the Bible how there were a number of natives of that country who hated Daniel. Now, that could cause a little stress, couldn't it? Hey, what about Daniel's boss? You know, I hear people from time to time talk about their boss and what a mean, lousy, rotten person they are. You know, I hear other people talk about, "Well, I don't want to work for that company because the boss there is an unbeliever. He's not a Christian." Daniel's boss was an unbelieving pagan dictator. Would you like to trade your boss for Daniel's boss? I don't think we'd have a lot of takers on that one, do you? And let's not forget that it was common that if the dictator didn't like what you were doing, he could simply have you executed. No due process, no trial with fair representation, no opportunity to appeal, just a very quick execution. Yet in spite of all those conditions and circumstances, for many, many years, even under different governments, Daniel managed to keep his job. He could have allowed all the stress around him to affect him in a very negative way, but he didn't. One of the things that Daniel did was to pray to God three times a day, even when it was illegal. There was an occasion when Daniel's enemies persuaded the king to sign this decree, and the decree said that if anyone asked a petition of any god or man for 30 days, except for the king, that person would be cast into a den of lions. Well, those prayer breaks must have been very important for Daniel, because he didn't stop praying three times a day, nor did he even try to hide it. And if you're familiar with the record, he was arrested and thrown into a den of lions. But you know, God delivered him from that pit totally unharmed. And then his accusers were tossed in for causing all the trouble in the first place, and boy, those lions had a feast. Now here's the point I'm trying to make, and this is a great key in reducing the stress in your life. How important that time in prayer must have been for Daniel. It was a time to take a break from all that was going on around him and just talk things over with God. It was a time to remind himself that as he trusted God, God would continue to take care of him. And I think sometimes too many people think that praying to God is reciting a pre-written prayer. It's not. Prayer is talking to God, talking to Him, telling Him what's on your heart and mind. For Daniel, it was a time of asking for God's help, but also a time of recommitting his trust and confidence in a God who does deliver when we trust and believe Him. Daniel was doing his best. The Bible says that he was faithful and that his enemies couldn't find any grounds for accusation or evidence of corruption or negligence or anything. That's why they came up with that no prayer for 30 days bit. So do your absolute best. Continue to improve your skills and abilities, but get into the habit of going to God on a consistent basis throughout the day. Cast your cares on Him because He cares for you. Release and let go of any fears that you have and replace it with confidence in a loving and powerful and delivering God. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you've got a comment, type it in down below because we'd love to hear what's on your mind. And remember, if you're a subscriber to this blog, you don't have to bookmark this site. You don't have to check back to see if I've posted something new because you'll get notified personally every time something new is posted. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe. It's free to subscribe to this blog. You can do that either email or RSS. And if you do, as my way of saying thank you, I'm going to give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.